Do now, joining us, he was the commencement speaker at Vince Carter's graduation yesterday at North Carolina. He is our own Stuart Scott. Stuart, must have been quite a day yesterday.
It was a very interesting day. It was a day of a sea of blue, Carolina blue.
Oh, jeez.
I said it. It was 14 years later. I'm breaking up a little.
Stuart Scott, the commencement speaker at the North Carolina graduation.
Which is an incredible honor. Forgetting the Vince Carter thing for the moment, that is an unbelievable honor.
And probably the most important question we have to ask. It isn't even about Vince Carter. It's about, did we get a booyah?
No booyah.
No booyahs. We had a lot of email on the show before you did that wondering if you were going to give a booyah.
I did talk about Duke, though. I gave Duke a little... couple of verbal jabs here.
That's not shocking.
It's Duke, right?
That's exactly right. Well, let's jump to the Vince Carter situation. Vince Carter shows up for graduation, flies back, and Greeny and I both have said we don't think that had any effect on his game at all, whether that last shot goes down or not, had nothing to do with him going to graduation. But give your thought just on the principle of him doing what he did.
I have complete faith that his missing that last shot was not because he was in Chapel Hill. Heard a lot of people play hating on Vince for his decision. And I even said this at graduation. Why is it we applaud a race car driver who drives in the Indy 500 and a Winston Cup circuit race the same day? We applaud a two-sport athlete who plays in a football game and a baseball playoff game either the same day or the same weekend. But all of a sudden we're going to hate on Vince because he's getting his degree. You know, critics can't have it both ways. You can't slam these athletes for not getting their degrees and then turn around and slam them because he does want to get his degree. He made a promise to his mother. And I was talking to him yesterday morning, even before the commencement. I said, what would you be doing if you weren't here? He said, I'd be in my room chilling out, or I'd be at the mall in Philadelphia doing what he usually does before a game. Now, yeah, he'd be with his teammates, but he's going to play, hopefully, in a lot of game sevens. He's going to get his degree once. And it wasn't like he was flying coach. You know, he's not cramped up, you know, like in the middle row just before the exit with the chair that doesn't recline. He's flying in the chartered private jet. I'm sure he was laying down, chilling, sleeping. And some buddies of mine I'm about to go play golf with said, I'm sure he got a massage before the game. To me, it's not a moot argument, but it's not a fair argument. I mean, the guy wanted to get his degree. It's something he's been working for since probably he was 5, 6 years old. And it's something that most of us, you know, continue to just harangue these players for.
What was the mood like there when he shows up? I mean, I've got to believe, since there was so much attention given to the fact that he was going to be there, people had to be going out of their minds when Vince Carter walks in the door.
Yeah, because, you know, he walks in with the undergraduate students, with the 3,000 or 4,000 who are graduating. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the roar went up in Keenan Stadium. It was, and so, of course, as soon as I get up to the podium, you know, I start saying the same things I just said to you guys. This guy, you know, is being criticized for what we applaud other athletes for.
Let me jump in here, Stu, and give you the other side of it. Because I think in a lot of points that are being made, I almost think the point is being lost of him graduating. He graduated before the ceremony. What we should be proud of, in my opinion, is what he did before the ceremony, to take the classes before the ceremony. That was the hard part. That's what he promised his mother he would do, and that's what he did. The ceremony itself, I mean, and Mike Lupica said this on Sports Reporters, he said if graduation was so important to him, he would have stayed with his class through his senior year and done it that way. He chose...
I see Lupica's full of crap.
Well, Stu, he chose to leave to go to the NBA. He chose that to be his profession. And again, I go back to the point of the work he did, the graduation did, what everybody should be applauding is the time he spent in the classroom, not so much wearing the cap and the gown.
All of us in our profession, I'm supposed to do the Sunday Night Sports Center in my profession, but it was an honor to be speaking at my alma mater. So my profession, my job understood that and let me go do what's not a duty, but what is an honor, which means I didn't do anything that was untoward towards my profession. People say, yes, he got his degree, he graduated in December. It is an honor to walk. I mean, you know, it's unfair to say that, yes, he got his degree. He could have got his degree before the ceremony. Everyone knows. Everyone knows in college you look forward to that day where you actually walk. So why take that away from an athlete?
So Stewart Scott with us on ESPN Radio for just
that's my argument. That's my comeback to Mike.
You know what? And that's fine. But I'll say this, and I'll put it out to every listener out there who everybody talks about the walk. Go back to your graduation day, and how many times were you sitting there in the 2-hour ceremony saying, "I wish I wasn't here right now"?
Well, I know for 16 minutes, not a single graduate said that while I was
speaking. And I was just going to say that. If Stuart Scott had spoken at my graduation, I would have been paying close attention.
That's true.
And just the moment we have left, Stu, well, what did you, I mean, obviously lost in all of this Vince Carter conversation is the almost ridiculous honor. I mean, it is almost incredible that a man who does sports on TV is asked to come speak at his alma mater, at his alma mater's commencement. It's an incredible honor. What did you tell everybody?
Well, I didn't go with my first gut, would have been raising a shot glass and say, "Yo, everybody go get your drink on," because I was sitting next to the chancellor. I mostly talked about diversity and just understanding and accepting the world's diversity. I also talked about understanding and accepting the power in your words, you know. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't one of those, you know, go out, work hard, because I think everybody says that.
Sure.
And I'm sure they've heard that before. My main goal was to get up there and get off. And I think I took 14 or 15 minutes. And you know, I think too many graduation speakers get up there for 45 minutes. And these kids have just been up all night getting their party on, man.
You know what? You hit it right in the head. Say something meaningful.
Yeah.
Say something meaningful in 15 minutes, and then move on.
Yep.
Stu, we appreciate the time today. Go have some fun. Congratulations. It's a terrific honor to be asked to speak at your alma mater yesterday.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Stu.
Holla.